97.5, The Fanatic.
Keith Pompey is. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Keith, how are you, my friend?
Hey, what's up, dude? How you been?
I am tremendous. Except that I watched that game last night, so I wasn't real tremendous after that. I mean, the Sixers, I could see if Steph Curry played, but he had the flu, and I know the Sixers are down three starters, but they had an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter and another collapse. What do you make of this team? I know they don't have their starters, they don't have their big guys, but to me, that was inexcusable.
Yeah, I mean, it was really inexcusable, and it really shows that the team is still the same. I mean, it looked like, to me, there was a couple things that stood out to me. They couldn't make any defensive stops. You had Matisse Thybulle didn't play at all in the fourth quarter. I think that was a huge miscalculation on the Sixers. Then the one play that they draw up for Furkan when he steps out of bounds.
Yeah.
You know, Furkan, you know, he was probably their worst offensive player on that night. He shot the ball 1-for-5. So right then and there were two things that really stuck out to me, you know, that they really didn't do. And they look like the Sixers of old. I mean, after they go up, what's his name? Tobias Harris gave them a 14-13 lead. They went on and missed their final four shots, and they committed two turnovers and, like, you know, to end out the game. So I didn't understand the substitution. I didn't understand that play call for Furkan. And, you know, they just look like a team that just can't get their act together.
And I have to attribute a lot of that to the coach. I think he's gone. I would have made a change maybe last year, but I certainly would make a change at the end of this season. Are you on board with that?
I mean, I think, the thing is, last year we thought that he was going to be gone, and then he saved his job. So I think it's going to come down to him saving his job. I mean, he's going to have to go far. But I think that, you know, people are watching, you know, the Sixers, the ownership group, the front office, the things that we're talking about, they all see it. They all know what's going on. And I just think that, you know, last night it was just a bad situation, and where you don't play Matisse Thybulle. I mean, here's the thing, Joe. A couple games ago when they played the Clippers, right, the Sixers were up. They take Matisse Thybulle out. And the Clippers go on a 22-5 run to end the third quarter. The game was over at that point. The Sixers battled back. They made it a close game. But at that point, they lost total momentum. And it just, for whatever reason it is, I know that Matisse is a young guy and he struggles or he makes rookie mistakes. But right now, when you don't have Ben Simmons, you don't have Josh Richardson, he is your best perimeter performer. Even when you do have those guys, you have to play with you have to play, let him play through his mistakes. Because, believe me, you know, I would rather have him on the floor than have a couple guys out there who can't make any stops. And that's what happened. They just couldn't make stops. Like, here's the thing. Last night, Golden State shot 66.7% in the fourth quarter. And Matisse Thybulle is on the bench. So I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Some of his moves or non-moves are just mind-boggling. We're with Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Keith, I know Joel Embiid, it looks like he's coming back Wednesday against the Pistons. What is the status of Ben Simmons?
You know, I don't know. I think Ben may be out for a minute. I mean, when you talk to people within the organization, they all say they don't know. You know, I'm pretty sure they're probably not coming out and being, you know, telling everything. I'm pretty sure they know more than what they're saying a little bit. But from the gist of it, whenever you talk to Brett Brown or you talk to other people, you know, they talk as if, you know, Joel and Jay Rich, you know, are around the corner. Now, Jay Rich has to clear concussion protocol. But when you talk to them about Ben, it's like, well, we don't know. And they always make a point saying that these other two are going to come back soon. So I don't know the status of Ben right now.
Is there a chance that if it looks like the Sixers aren't going to make a whole lot of noise in the postseason, that they shut him down at some point?
I don't think it's a matter of them shutting them down. I think it's a matter of Ben and his people shutting them down. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that, I don't think that this is the Sixers saying, hey, we're going to do this and do that. I think it's more with Ben, his circle, his agent. I think that's what has to do. And there's nothing, you know, it's not a knock with the Sixers all, but, you know, we're talking about a guy paying a bad back. You know, it's up to him to decide. And a lot of times when you hear teams say, we are working with the agent with this, well, typically the agent takes the lead role. And Ben and his family are the ones, you know, making sure that everything's okay. When you hear something like that. Now, again, no one told me that, but typically when you hear stuff like that, that's what it means.
97.5, The Fanatic. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Shake Milton averaged 21.3 points and 4.3 assists on the road trip. He's been quite a pleasant surprise. What do you do with Shake Milton when Ben Simmons comes back?
I think you start him.
I do too.
Yeah, I mean, I think you start him. I think what you can do is you can go out there and you can trick people. And what I mean by that is I think that you say, okay, Shake Milton is going to be my third guard. That's what you say, right? But basically, and you start the game where Ben Simmons is bringing the ball up, right? But then there's going to be a lot of stretches where, you know, Ben Simmons, Shake Milton's going to bring the ball up. You're going to have Ben Simmons stationed in a high post. Shake passes the ball through Ben, and then they run the offense through Ben, like at the high post. And what Shake does is he'll enable them, he'll give them someone who can stretch the floor. So I look at Ben Simmons in the play. Excuse me, if Ben Simmons comes back in the playoffs, I look at him being the point forward. I look at Shake being the point guard. You know, so that's what I think is best for the Sixers.
What are your expectations if relatively healthy? If everyone's back. What are your expectations in the postseason? How far do you think this team can go?
Wow. I haven't seen anything that shows me that this team is better than last year's squad. And last night's game was really a hurt team for the Sixers in regards to, you know, confidence. I don't know, man. I think that it could be another second-round exit. And if they get a bad matchup, I could see them losing in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, I think that it's going to be very important for the Sixers to get that fourth seed. Very important. Now, if they get fifth or sixth, and you know, I believe that the Sixers can go out in the first round.
How does this team get better? Because I think they aren't as good as last year, talent-wise, and they'll probably end up, they're not going to get a high pick. How does this team improve themselves, you know, year over year, like to next year? How does this team improve itself?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, first of all, you got to get a point guard. I mean, you may have to try to trade some people. You know, free agency, you're going to have to go hard. But see, even with that, it's kind of like, you know, their cap is going to be basically used up after Ben Simmons is going to get his max. So I think that they may have to make some moves. They may have to try to trade them in order to get better. We don't know who the coach is going to be, but, you know, it could be Brett Brown. It could be someone else. But I think that if you want to keep Al Horford, if you want to keep Joel and all them, it's just the whole style of play is going to have to change. Because right now, I think that if Ben Simmons works on his jumper, I mean, that's going to help him. I mean, but, you know, if Joel Embiid comes back in better shape, you know, that's going to help him as well. But, you know, right now, I think that this team needs another ball handler. They need some They need better, a deeper bench, so to speak. It's just like this team has a lot of holes compared to last year's squad, if you ask me.
If this team doesn't get out of the first round or doesn't get out of the second round, can you see them moving one of the big pieces like Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid to improve the squad?
I don't think we'll see that. I think a lot of people say that. I mean, it depends on if they can't get anything else. Because at the end of the day, like, here's the thing. They both have their flaws. And if Ben will open up, I mean, if Ben would shoot the ball more, people really wouldn't talk about his weaknesses as much as they do now. Is that, secondly, it's one of those things where when they had J.J. Redick and when they had Ersan Ilyasova, when they had shooters around them, no one said that these two couldn't play together.
Right.
They never said that.
Right.
So I think now it's just a matter of what can you get, you know, around them. And not only that, a lot of people, like I talk to people in the league, and they're saying, like, yeah, the Sixers, yeah, we want the Sixers to trade them. Like, if the Sixers trade them, that's great for us. But so, you know what I mean? Because they look at both of these guys as in a couple of years, they're both going to be two of the top five players in the league. So if the Sixers want to trade them, go ahead. And everyone keeps saying they can't play together, but it's a matter of, you know, the scheme, and it's also a matter of getting people around them so the pieces can fit.
Keith, great stuff. You're a fabulous guest. I appreciate your time today, man. Hang in there. I know it's been a rough go lately with the Sixers, but you do a great job covering the team for the Inquirer, and I always appreciate you coming on, pal.
Hey, man, I always appreciate you asking me to come on.
All right, thanks, Keith. Have a good day, man. Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.